We continue with Mishnah Berurah Yom Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simon Kuf Asamech Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We saw yesterday in the Akdam of the Mishnah Berurah that Midoraisa, the only thing which is considered Chatzitza, is if it's on the majority of the hand and one is Makbid on that item. But Midrabanan, a Chazal would go there, even if it is on the small part of the hand, if it is something you're Makbid on or something you're not Makbid on, but it's on the majority of the hand, that is also going to be prohibited. So the Mechaber gives examples. He says, Kagon Tsoa Shetachas Hatziporin Shelo Keneged HaBasar. If you have dirt of some sort, which is under the nail, but it's not part of the nail, which is against the flesh, rather, the nail grows higher than the flesh. So if it's under the nail, which is sticking out above the flesh, that type of Tsoa is going to be and if you have dough, even if it is in the part which is touching the flesh, that is also going to be a chatzitza. The Mishnah Berurah says that when we talk about tsoa, we're referring to just dirt which gathers there under the fingernails. That's what is considered to be a chatzitza if it's on top, not connected to the flesh. But tsoa mamish, if it's actual excrement, so that even if it's connected to the flesh, of course it's going to be chatzitza. The dough is considered to be very sticky, and that's why it is a chatzitza in all situations. And this is why the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says that one should cut their fingernail short so that you avoid any chatzitza issues. Another example the Mechaber gives is a ratiyah al basar, a bandage which has some sort of ointment on it, which is on the flesh, that is also going to be a chatzitza. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is a little bit problematic because in Siman Kuf Samach Beis Sif Yud, we say that you don't have to wash a part which has a bandage on it. So what's the difference? Mishnah Berurah says it must be talking about over there a case where you have a wound under it, and therefore there's no question you are definitely not going to remove this bandage. So therefore the food's definitely not going to touch that part of the hand, and therefore it is not a problem of chatzitza, and you don't need to wash that area. But here, it must be we're talking about where there's no wound, rather it's just a mechash ba'alma, it's something that bothers you a little bit, and if you were to wash your hands, it wouldn't be such a big deal. And therefore, you could remove the bandage, and you might come to remove the bandage to eat with it. So since you might come to remove the bandage to eat with it, there's a problem of chatzitza to have that bandage over there. Another example the Mechaber gives is a tit hayavim, the tit hayotzerm, type of mud of some sort or plaster of some sort. Aval b'miyuto she'eino makbid ein lachash. But if it's a small area which one is not, and the material that one is not makbid on, then there's no issue of chatzitza at all. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tur, who says that even in these examples which the Mechaber gives, which are things which a person is normal to be makbid on, still, if he himself is not makbid on it, then it's not a chatzitza. But the Magen Avraham thinks that a person, we follow Rov B'nai Adam, and therefore if most people are makbid on it, then it is going to be a problem. So the maskana is that whether it's something which most people are makbid on or something which you are makbid on, either way it is going to be considered makbid for chatzitza purposes. The Rama adds, Mishum hachi lo nagu lenakir atit shetachas hatziparnayim lenetila mishum dahavi kimuto she'in makbid. However, nowadays, he says, the Rama says that we don't really care so much about the tit which is under the nails, and therefore it's considered to be miyad she'in makbid, ke makbid ozel lenetila. That's not something that people are concerned about. Avalim haya makbid hu, but if it's something that you are concerned about, then tzarech lenakron, you really do need to get rid of it. V'cheinekar v'efesh shenagu l'haka b'chatzitza lenetila. Could be we're more makel regarding chatzitzos, regarding netil sedayim, ki ezhomrim she'in shaya chatzitza lenetila, because there are some who say that there's no issue of chatzitza for netil sedayim, but the ikar kusvar rishon, and really we should be careful regarding chatzitzas, and we should make sure that our hands are clean before we perform the TLC Adayim, and we really need to realize whether something is, if we're makbid on it or not. So what's the definition of makbid? So the definition that we usually go by is, would you go to a wedding? Would you go to a public function with this on your hands? You can't say, oh, I don't really care that I have this dirt on my hands. If you wouldn't go to a public function like that, then for sure it's going to be a problem. Same thing with a hangnail. If you have a nail hanging off there, you would definitely cut it off before you went. So therefore, that is going to be makbid, and you really need to get rid of those before performing the TLC Adayim.